Hi, The Buzz.
Hey, thanks for playing that Daily Rob song.
No problem at all, man. He's going to be calling in like any minute now here.
Oh, you were kidding.
No, he's going to be talking to us in the studio live.
Hey, is he coming to town or anything?
I don't know. I'm going to ask him that when he gets on the phone.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Take it easy.
The Rock Station, Buzz 106.5 Toledo, David Lee Roth, Shy Boy from Eat 'em and Smile, and you know what? I just happen to have somebody on the phone with me you might be familiar with, David Lee Roth.
Hey, live at Rainbow's Inn, huh? Time for Diamond Dave's Big Rig Trucking School. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing damn good. And yourself?
Well, you know, I think that there's a time and a place for everything. I think that there's a time and a place for politically conscious songs. I think there's a time for equal rights and sensitivities to women's rights and civil rights. But what about party girls with damaged lives?
That's where I come in. That's David Lee Roth time. You know, it is so good to have you back. I got to say that first and foremost. These new songs that you put out, absolutely amazing. People are just calling left and right for them, wanting to know what's up with Dave, when's Dave going to be around, when's the album coming out. Please answer some of these questions for me.
Well, some of these questions we attempted to answer by simply creating the music. That certainly clarifies where we're going. You know, my spiritual direction has never really, you know, changed. I'm kind of the hall monitor on the road to ruin here. But musically, I am cursed with, indiscriminate listening. I listen to all different kinds of music. So this certainly, you know, points the direction. If you like these two buttes, the rest of the record will certainly slam dunk you.
What?
And these guys are brand new. These are new faces. These are not session players. These are not, background players. These are guys, the fellow played on King of the Hill, just turned 21.
Wow.
And, you know, hell is a place called Hollywood. He just arrived in hell from Marion, Indiana. Literally, really.
Yeah.
And on Slam Dunk, that's a fellow named John Lowry. He himself, he's like 24 years old, and he himself is brand new on the scene. These are the new faces, just as, you know, Eddie V and Steve Vai may have been for the 1980s. I think these guys are certainly the ones to watch here. So, on playing field, huh?
So which one gets called up when you decide to hit the road here?
Oh, I think both are going. Both
right.
Are dying to go.
Sweet.
You know, they grew up on my music, you know? And it's time, their perspective on what rock and roll is about, you know, and at least what the general attitude. I think this kind of music is way too important to take dead serious.
No, absolutely.
You know, I'm Pagan Fury, man. Hell, this is... I got Joyride Fever. And it's just pissing Valerie Bertinelli off, Dan.
That's a beautiful thing.
Come on, man. I come from the land of the clothesline and the hubcap. I'm out of Bloomington, Indiana.
Yeah.
And that's what I sing about.
So how do you look back on the Mambo Slammers project?
It was great. But that was a vacation, you know.
Right.
In a world of music where usually we're dealing with people who only have a fascination with one kind of music, only buy one kind of music, and only listen to one kind of music, well, then you expect that whatever you hear from a musician is forever.
Right.
I'm cursed, you know. I change here and there, but it's not forever. I keep hailing back to, you know, Red Hot Date Baited at a Dangerous Age at 132 beats a minute.
I mean, that was a great little project, but you know what? Here's David Lee Roth ahead of the curve again. All of a sudden, like, this jump and swing and stuff is happening, you know? It's just, that's where you are. You're always out there. You're always trying something new, and that ends up being where people are going.
I walk into the record store, and I look for the most colorfully dressed person behind the counter, and I ask them, what would be the five things that you would buy? Not for me, but that you would like.
Yeah.
You know, so I walked out, you know, the other day with, you know, $120 worth of what's the name of the band? Tool.
Oh, yeah.
And Portishead and more Chiva. So obviously the kid who sold me that has a tongue bolt and a blue haircut,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you think?
Hey, 3 weeks before that, I walked out with $300 worth of country western. So,
so when's your moody, brooding Seattle type tune coming out here?
Come on, man. Yeah, I said, it's, you know, moody and brooding.
Yeah.
I don't know. The closest to that is one of the titles of the songs is The Escaped Convict and the Warden's Wife. Kind of a story tune. And I don't even see it as moody and brooding, but...
So you've got a whole album ready to go.
You know, why moody and brooding? Yes, there is a place for that, but you've never accused me of it.
Yeah, certainly not. So, hey, you're a regular on the Howard Stern Show. We're a Howard Stern affiliate.
Okay.
How does it make you feel when you tune in and you hear the boys from the band down there and you know?
Well, you know, anytime the Van Halen stop playing, the most interesting thing about them is me. You know?
You are always the topic of conversation.
You know, I'm very proud of that old school stuff.
Yeah.
And it's still more popular than ever before, whether it's a commercial for a car or whether it's they're stopping the baseball pennant race to play jump. You can't turn on a basketball game on national television without hearing that damn song.
Certainly
and
not.
It just and on and on and on. I am proud to have been part of that team. That team could convene again. And I suppose, you know, if they wanted to relight the fire or if the lights came on for them, then, hey, I'd go back. I wouldn't go back without a Valium and a lawyer.
You know, you already showed that you're willing to get back there and make that whole thing happen again. But
As you know, I am PEP commissioner. I'm Toastmaster General of the Immoral Majority. And all those invisible, intangible, so volatile things about music that you can't really write them down on paper, you know, the vibe, the attitude, the spirit. I am the fun in Van Halen, you know.
No question.
Always was, always gonna be, you know, their new singer. I understand that Ed Van Halen met him. He was the one guy who was invited to play on the Lilith Festival. So.
Oh,
come on, man. This ain't the death blows that I deal are nothing stronger than anything you'd find on your local Wile E. Coyote cartoon show here.
So what happens when you hit the road here? And how long is it going to be?
What happens is what you exactly hear on the record. What you're hearing on the record was, you know, super fast. And these were meant actually to be demos. So these guys are playing first take stuff. That's the band that you're hearing.
Wow.
And neither of them is a rhythm guitar player. They're just full of piss vinegar. They're going to rule the world, man.
But are we looking forward to a big Diamond Dave, you know, live action cartoon production? Are you going to do the big...
On. You know, it's. I think, you know, somebody asked Picasso once, what is art? And he said, what isn't? Yeah, man, let's make everything an art project here. Let's try something unorthodox. Certainly this single coming out of nowhere was thought of and created in 4 days.
Absolutely.
And 4 days, because I missed a day, I pulled a hamstring chasing a stripper from Dallas.
Hey, that's a Dave story. So how do you
look? Well, no, that's the next set of lyrics.
So how do you look back on the book? I mean, the book was great. I thought it was a great read.
Book is swinging. Did you laugh out loud when you read it at all?
Completely. I mean, it jumped around so much, it kept you kind of disoriented. But, I mean, those are classic Van Halen stories that you've kind of heard rumors about. But there it is in black and white, man. What was the defining moment in that book for you as far as which something that you really wanted to get down on paper to tell people what Van Halen was all about?
Attitude, again. Yeah. You know, vibe is a great word. It means 37 different things, and you're never sure which one I mean. But everybody nods and says, yeah, man, it's got the vibe.
So what's,
yeah, and that is what you get by the end of the book, is that the emotional content is what really counts. Otherwise, it's just an academic exercise. And I explain it like this, that there are two kinds of musicians. There's, you know, the kind who will learn some techniques so that you go, wow, he can sure play fast. Wow, he can sure sing high. He's a good singer or a good player. Or there's the kind of musician who creates music that will take you through all kinds of emotions, make you happy, horny, angry, lonesome, lost, jubilant, justified, spiritual, all the millions of things like that. And if somebody can make you feel all of those things, you'll turn and go, and that is a player.
You are the king of rock and roll.
The latter route.
Right.
You know, come on, man. I have a two-note scale in my voice. You know.
Right.
But I can swing a good bat with them.
But you were the show, man. That is so rock and roll. I mean, that's what I had a bunch of people calling me saying, well, Dave can't sing. What are you talking about, king of rock and roll? I said, no. Rock and roll is the show. You are the man. So
rock and roll is a lot of things, and music is part of it.
Sure.
And if you try and write it down proportionately on paper, no, it's 90. I'll tell you the exact proportion. It's 97% music, 97% show, 97% audience.
And
now don't try and add it up and do it on the math scale, because it won't come out right. But
right.
That's the magic and the mystery of when something becomes an art project as opposed to just, you know, I don't know, simple marketing.
So when's the label going to pick you up on this new album?
Well, you know, I'm arguing with a couple of labels here.
Right.
And this was just an instant kind of thing, in that every time you read about, you know, Van Halen 3 going out, you know, right in the first paragraph, there's my name. Everybody's talking about, oh, well, you know, we hear what Van Halen, what Dave's going to do. You know, there is that great battle of the bands, mentality that accompanies all of this, whether we want it to or not. God, just a massive amount of publicity. Hey, that's a wave that you can't pay for. I say, let's surf. Great.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't take me that long when I have furious pagan spirit. Like these new bunch of glory stompers.
Right.
You know, it is, like I said, 4 days. And that's because I missed a day.
So,
and, you know, wow, it's not like a long project. I think it'd probably take us about 3 weeks to finish the whole record. So we're going back and forth. And stay tuned, certainly before the summer. And I got some special plans as far as the touring, too.
So you got some kick-ass tunes out here on this. We just got, like, the two songs.
Yep.
And, you know, this is bound to steal some of the fire from this Van Halen project that's out.
You're not about to accuse me of audacious behavior, are you, brother?
You know, enough said. Dave,
I don't know if it's going to steal the thunder. If it does, that's their fault.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when people are slamming each other in the mosh pit, it's because what's happening on stage is boring to watch. So, you know, only got the mirror to look in. Mirror, mirror on the bathroom sink. That's the real barometer. That's what I think.
Dave, brother, I can't thank you enough for calling in today.
That sounds like a 1-800-SEE-IT-DAMN. This was a good one.
Well, you know what? I actually wanted to just set up the new tune, King of the Hill, for me here.
500 horses and a Chrysler Milk. Hey, you know what it is? Like a lady asked me this morning. She said, Mr. Roth, you certainly look fit and well. I said, thank you, ma'am. And she said, what do you do to stay so fit? And I said, well, I started juicing. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, you know how people start juicing, you know, like you juice carrots and lettuce, or you'll juice, I don't know, some eggs with some yogurt and stuff like that. She said, yes, I've read of that. She said, and what did you juice this morning? And I said, a 500 horsepower all-aluminum Chrysler block engine with Edelbrock headers and Iskandarian full-race overhead cam. You all going to do some Brazilian jiu-jitsu? Now keep that in mind. 3 minutes and 28 seconds from now, because the attitude's going to stay the same.
King of the Hill, brand new David Lee Roth on the rock station, Buzz 106.5 Toledo.